mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Your calls are coming up. We've got an expert who lived in Africa, born in Africa, to be discussing how they passed terrorism laws back in the early 50s, all the anti-terror laws, and how that really is one of the modern models of what we're facing, how it ties into London. Of course, Jack Blood is joining us right now, jackblood.com, and his broadcast starts immediately after this one ends. And I always appreciate Jack's great analysis and the work he does. Jack, let's just take a few final calls in this segment, then I'll let you get back to preparing for your own broadcast. But I think what came up in the last segment about new freedom is important. We got to stay focused on the new freedom. Talk about Orwellian term for psychological testing, drugging by the government. We got to stay focused on CAFTA, set to pass the House. Big fight going on. The Supreme Court nominations, now it's coming out that Rehnquist will probably announce his resignation here in the next few weeks. Not just O'Connor, Sandra Day O'Connor. We have got just all of these issues we're facing, the war in Iraq, the fraud, and the looming larger events of government-sponsored terror. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a commercial pilot, and there's a lot of things going on in the industry, especially with security. They're really concerning me. There's been some big moves, which thankfully AOPA, which I'm a member of, which supports small aircraft, there's been some moves to limit freedom of travel of small aircraft due to this threat of terrorism.
Yeah, I know. Everything is about regulating and controlling and restricting our mobility.
Yeah. Well, it really bothers me because it's completely stupid.
Specifically, what are they trying to do right now? I want to get a comment from Jack.
Well, they've been putting up all these posters, keep your eyes out for suspicious activity. That's
one
thing.
Those are Nazi posters from the World War II era, by the way. They are. They're exact
replicas. They really are recycling classical, that style, Art Deco. Literally, these are Art Deco style posters saying, watch your neighbors. Go ahead.
Another thing that they've done is they've put out these huge restricted airspaces where if you fly into them, all hell breaks loose. And around the president, when he's flying, there's a 10 nautical mile bubble around him, front and back, side to side. And, you think about it, 10 nautical miles is a huge amount in the air.
No, every time, this happened with Clinton, but now it's worse, when the emperor comes into a city. Air traffic just shuts down. All the planes sit there. Other planes have to wait in the air till he lands, till he gets off, sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah.
They have to redirect larger aircraft. Jack, comments on this?
Well, of course, we're getting groped for air travel. They've got CAPS 2, which has been defeated. Of course, now the preferred customer list, which will...
they just changed the name.
It's where you could sign up and go ahead and take an iris scanner or a thumb scanner and jump in line in front of everybody else. But they needed to get the buses and the trains online, and that's what part of the fallout, the component of this bombing, will, of course, create.
Yeah, and then they
attack
the bridge.
But let me also say this, because if you follow the patterns of serial killers, one of the things that we saw on 9/11 were the put options on the airlines. And I got to tell you, investors that saw this coming, that had prior knowledge to this event in London, there was a nice dip, a nice spike on the stock market
all
over
the world. No, that's been shown. Yeah, that's been shown now.
And the airlines are all down about 3-4 points, Alex. So I'd like to see if there was any put options for yesterday's bombing.
Well, actually, Jack, I have an article here in the stack I was going to try to get to later along with some emails, but we're just... so much to cover where it does show that. Sir, I really appreciate your call, Jason. Sorry we're out of time. Jack Blood, thank you for coming
on. I'll be sitting in for Erskine Saturday night, midnight Eastern time, so I hope everybody will join me for that. And, of course, it's always a privilege and an honor to follow you every day, Alex. Not an easy shoes to fill there.
Oh, come on. All right, Jack, take care.
Thanks.
Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, a great guest coming up on Africa. And how it ties into London and the U.S., and your calls and a bunch of other news. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I know we've had loaded phone lines. People out there want to talk about the bombings yesterday, about the police state, about CAFTA passing the Senate in the House right now. We're going to take calls throughout the next 52 minutes that we got left in this Friday broadcast. I had this guest set up before this happened because he grew up in Zimbabwe, which, of course, is formerly Rhodesia, and he talks and writes about what he calls British-style terror, where these wars, wars on drugs, wars on terror, is really a British invention. They're masters of the Hegelian dialectic. And how the model brought forward in the 50s and 60s in Africa of anti-terror laws, even called that, were used, and then every time they passed the laws, the terror got worse, of course, because the government's financing and controlling it, to bring in control against the good people, the general public. And how the globalists have wrecked Africa by design. And, of course, with the G8 going on and Live Aid 8 and just all of this going on, it's very timely, very important. And, I'd forgotten the last 2 hours. You probably had 10 different calls from London and England yesterday. If you're listening from England, when you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to call in. We'll go to the head of the line and let you limit each caller to about 60 seconds, though. You can come on and talk about what the response is in London, you know, how you're dealing with it. We had an amazing broadcast yesterday. Robbie, wish we had more time, but, you know, these attacks took place. But having you on fits perfectly in with what we discussed a few days before yesterday. I mean, exactly what you were talking about, the model they used in Africa, the British used in Africa, being used in the Western world to bring in that same type of system. Robbie?
Yeah, well, there's no question. I mean, today you had an agreement by the G8 on aid to Africa. It wasn't as much as some had hoped for, but it's $50 billion with strings attached. And the strings attached, obviously, are for African leaders to help in the global war against terrorism, which is kind of ironic because if you look at the photograph of the G8 members, they are standing with another 9 members of the African delegation. And I managed to identify 8 of the 9 as former terrorists. So what you have is you're going to have these African countries, in order to get Western aid, they're going to have to implement, and many of them have, by the way. Nigeria has a terrorism law in place. Robert Mugabe, the noted terrorist of many years ago, who massacred 30,000 of his political opposition, has introduced terrorism legislation. Thabo Mbeki, who was part and parcel of the rise of Spear of the Nation with Nelson Mandela, the ANC wing, has also, as a matter of fact, under Thabo Mbeki, they've introduced terrorism legislation that's even more draconian than the terrorism legislation that was imposed by the former South African government. And so, yeah, we can we can say, and George Bush obviously has made the point on many occasions that in order for Africa to get aid, there are going to be strings attached, and part of the strings attached are this help on this global war on terrorism, which pretty much all it does is it's the greatest boon to any government to fight a war on terrorism, because a terrorist is anybody who opposes that official government policy.
Yeah, the war on terror is just an umbrella for worldwide governmental despotism and classical tyranny against the people. And, you know, Robbie, you grew up in Rhodesia, where the New World Order, the current model under Cecil Rhodes, was literally developed. And then you watched in the early 60s as they passed an anti-terrorism law. And did the terrorism go away, or did it increase?
Well, no. Obviously, as soon as they banned the ANC, because it was a communist organization, that, in fact, was a catalyst that caused the ANC to grow and receive huge amounts of financing from the likes of the Soviet Union and communist China.
And by the way, I'm not defending apartheid, folks, but then it's like either you're for Bush or you're for Saddam. No, they're both bad. I mean, it's admitted that Winnie Mandela bragged about it on TV, hanging necklaces around children's necks, tires with gasoline,
sure,
burning their heads off. These black killers that the globalists always fund and control kill more blacks than any white ever thought about. Then the controlled globalist media tells you that they're anti-corporate, you know, freedom fighters, when in reality they're having their strings pulled because the globalists want to make sure that Africa's in shambles, so no strong governments rise, so the globalists can continue to extract the resources. Is that a correct analysis, Robbie Noel?
Well, sure. I mean, in the 60s and the 70s, there was a war against communism, especially here in the United States. The problem with the mainstream press at the time is they didn't view South Africa's war as a war against communism. They saw it as a racial conflict. It was never, ever portrayed in the mainstream press as a South African fight against communism. It was a South African fight against the indigenous population. So they never, ever saw what was actually transpiring, and obviously Nelson Mandela became the poster child for the left's cause in the overthrow of,
well, it's like the current president of Iraq bombed school buses, sure, and Mandela admittedly blew up school buses. I mean, do you have to blow up school buses to become a world leader?
Well, in Mandela's case, he didn't have the wherewithal to fight on an intellectual level. So he resorted to the basis of where he was taught in Moscow on guerrilla warfare in order to achieve his objective. I mean, Mandela, at the Rivonia trial, where he was convicted of treason and actually was sentenced to death, they just reversed that just because of world pressure. He was found in possession of thousands of rounds thousands of Russian-made landmines, hand grenades, plastic explosives, which he used to terrorize, by and large, his own people.
Well, bottom line, exactly. Most of this was blacks fighting with blacks. The ANC was just one group of blacks, literally slaughtering entire villages of other blacks, Zulus and others.
Sure.
But the average American just hears that it's evil white men enslaving black people. But in reality, folks, again, not defending the policies of the white South African government, but here's the fact. And Robbie knows more about this than I. He lived in the area. But understand, whether it's Saddam Hussein or Slobodan Milosevic, the leaders of white South Africa, anybody who's sovereign, good or bad or ugly, anybody who's sovereign who isn't under total globalist control is going to be brought down by internal revolution, whether it be right-wing, left-wing. Robbie, is that a correct analysis?
Well, you've got to understand, there wasn't a homogeneous white population in southern Africa. They were divided between two ethnic groups, if you will, the Afrikaans and the English.
And the Afrikaans, of course, are Dutch.
Right. And by and large...
So the whites have been busy for hundreds of years slaughtering each other, too.
Oh, sure. Well, we had the Boer War.
So it's a total tribal bedlam, blacks killing blacks, whites killing blacks, blacks killing whites. But under the current government that was there 20 years ago, that had been stopped, correct?
Well, to an extent, tribal warfare, because it was just a matter of separating the ethnic tribes, the Zulus and the Khoisas. Nelson Mandela was a Khoisa. Zulus were headed by Chief Gadabo Delezi.
What about your parents were in Africa? Were they connected to the British?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has, obvious lineage to the British on this one. But the thing that I would like to impart on people so they understand... There was obviously a lot of English-speaking whites in South Africa that were opposed to the official government policy. When, in 73, when P.W. Botha initially instituted the Terrorism Act of 1976, most people supported it because they were tired of the terrorist acts of the ANC. It wasn't until a few years later that it became apparent that in the government's eyes... A terrorist was anybody who opposed official government policy. And what this effectively did is it shut down any opposition voices to the current government. And ultimately, because those voices were shut down and because those voices were not heard, because people were, I mean, in South Africa, you could get arrested just by the mere thought that you were somehow connected with some terrorist organization. The police didn't have to have any proof beyond all reasonable doubt. They just had to think that you were connected with the terrorist. They had the right to lock you up for 90 days without a trial, without a lawyer, without a judge.
And this chilling effect of free speech and freedom led to the destruction of your country.
Well, sure, because ultimately what happens in situations like that, people pull in their horns. I mean, you don't talk about politics in open. As a matter of fact, you're even hesitant to talk about politics within your own family, because you that's how crazy it was, because you didn't know, if someone in your family was supporting the government and thought somehow you were a threat, well, they'd make an anonymous phone call, and the next thing, off you went.
And that's the atmosphere they're trying to set up here and in England. When you heard about the bombings yesterday morning, Robbie, what first popped in your head?
Who stands to gain? It was like, remember in the 90s, I mentioned this... I've mentioned this before. In the 90s, when a plane used to go down, we always used to think, oh, what a tragedy. But under Clinton and Ron Brown, when planes used to go down, we used to say, well, who was on the plane? Now when bombs go off, you ask yourself, well, who's going to benefit?
And it's going to be the same old folks that are carrying out the terror, the Western governments setting up a police state here, not to stop terrorism, but to take our freedom. We'll talk about the latest developments in London, take your calls, and more on the other side.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over the world, communist countries, supposed capitalist Western countries, dictatorships in Africa, weapons being sold to them by the U.S. and England, known terrorists, almost all of them, admitted terrorists, people who've actually bombed and killed innocent people. They're all being put in as the leaders, and now they're going to fight terrorism. It is so transparent. We're going to go to Mike and Milton and Jamie and others here in just a few minutes. We'll get back more into the story with Robbie Noel, who grew up in what is now Zimbabwe, of course, Rhodesia. But Robbie, I really believe that that this current bombing, and we were talking during the break, you said clearly this is for the G8. This has got globalist fingerprints on it. You can elaborate on that if you'd like. But clearly, I think this is a trial balloon. Their whole agenda, their phony wars, their police state, their national ID cards, their CAFTA, all of it is in trouble. All over the world, the New World Order's program is stuck in the mud, just like Hitler's Barbarossa in Russia got stuck up to its axles in the mud. This is some attempt to jumpstart their agenda and get the moral high ground for their tyranny. But I think it's a trial balloon for bigger events in the Western world. What say ye?
Well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, the smoke hadn't even cleared from London when Sensenbrenner came out yesterday and once again made a call for expanding the Patriot Act. There's no question. I mean, there's nobody that's going to be opposed to fighting terrorism, which is kind of ironic because terrorism is not anything other than it's a tactic. It's not a person, it's not a place, it's not a thing. It's a political tactic. So the powers that be, there's no question the globalists weren't achieving their objective prior to 9/11. 9/11 put their agenda forefront and center, and they managed to achieve a lot. But it's gone a little wayward with the loss of support through the war in Iraq. So obviously they've got to continually stir the pot.
And by the way, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, they've all got globalist pundits from the left and the right on going, see, this proves we're right. We got to stay the course with the war on terror. Two things, Robbie, then I want to take some calls. First off, we have this Benjamin Netanyahu thing, which they never truly denied. He did get this warning. Other Israelis got this warning. That's now admitted. They're just arguing about the timeline.
Sure.
At the same time, we have this little message board note saying the new secret al-Qaeda did it, but then Arabic experts look at it. It's shoddily done. Isn't even true Arabic of phrases, of scriptures. Comments on both those issues.
Well, first of all, I thought when I first heard of the bombing, my immediate reaction was IRA. But that didn't sort of fit into the big scheme of things. I think what's going to fit into the big scheme of things is there's going to be some sort of connection to probably Iran, which would obviously help solidify the ongoing debate as to when the U.S. is going to attack Iran, which is front and center.
Which they've been saying would be late this summer.
Sure, which is on the front of Israeli agenda as well. So, yeah, I mean, There's many roads you can go down on this one.
But they all go the same direction.
They
loss
all go
of freedom,
sure.
Empire building. And then, of course, I could go onto a message board, type something out of the Quran, say, you know, the secret al-Qaeda of Europe, and then I guess it'd be on national news. It's like the guy last year who did the fake beheading in his garage in San Francisco, and for 4 days, it was real. Al-Qaeda's killed again.
Yeah. Do you ever remember back in Arizona after the Oklahoma City bombing when the biggest threat to American domestic security was the militia?
And well, meanwhile, covertly the FBI and others, that's who they're still training for. The thing about Arabs is just for the public consumption.
Oh, sure. But yeah, in Arizona when that Amtrak train went down, all of a sudden the only connection that they could come up with to a militia group was a note that was found besides the derailed train that said Army of God, whoever the Army of God was. But anyway, that justified huge invasion into Arizona of many. As a matter of fact, the FBI put out a pamphlet here in Arizona telling folks how to identify suspected internal terrorists.
They make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. They own guns. They put out 25,000 of those.
I know. And I mean, you can just see where this whole thing is going. And
by the way, Colonel Craig Roberts, who worked that case, said it led right back to U.S. Special Forces doing that. Witnesses, everything.
Oh, sure. And let me ask you a question. It's a slightly off topic. Do you know General Reimer? Does that ring a bell in your head?
Yes.
From Waco?
Yes.
Well, he is the guy that is now putting forward the information about domestic terrorism in the United States.
And how we need to have troops on the streets.
Absolutely.
And the end of Posse Comitatus, somebody who's commanded the Army murdering U.S. citizens. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Your calls are coming up. A bunch of news. Robbie Noel riding shotgun with us. He, of course, grew up the most of his life in what is Zimbabwe today, of course, Rhodesia. They're in the southern area of Africa. Right now, lips zipped reporter in jail. We're not talking about how they're arresting reporters all over the place for not giving up sources. This is happening all over the country. Oh, no, we're not talking about CAFTA. We're not talking about New Freedom. We're not talking about Karl Rove, who could have easily been sacked over blowing the whistle on a bunch of CIA agents with the plane incident. Nope, the bombing has got the G8 now saying they're changing their focus. Changing their focus to fight terror. And all over the world, despots are murdering hundreds of thousands of their dissidents, innocent families, using the war on terror. And by the way, the numbers are now up to 50-plus dead and 700 injured. So that's the numbers there. Before we go back to Robbie and, of course, your calls, just briefly, folks, I have made my most powerful documentary film. It's been out for a few months. It is brutal in how plainly we state it. We show the evidence. It is encyclopedic. It is riveting. It is martial law, 911, rise of the police state. It covers the latest police state developments. We spend a full hour on 9/11. It's three films in one. And an hour on who the globalists are and what their master plan is, what their ideology is. And the main focus is government-sponsored terror. It is my best film. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, is my second best. If you haven't gotten it, you need to get it. We also have Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And we've got big discounts on my films right now. When you get multiple copies, they're as low as $5.95 apiece. So when you call the toll-free number or you go to the website, be sure and look at all the different specials we're offering and take advantage of those. And I don't know how long I'm going to continue to offer these specials. The toll-free number to order, they can answer all your questions when you call, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to order my documentary films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, 15 cents a day, watch all 12 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews from the show, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we do need your support, folks, right here at the GCN Radio Network, as well as the Alex Jones Show. I have four employees. I have five websites. I have all these servers, victims of our own success. We need your support. So PrisonPlanet.tv. And by getting the film, Martial Law and the others, you can wake your friends and family up to who is behind the terror, and they will lose their power. Robbie, we're about to go to calls, but I want to bring this up to you. I have giant sections on my website of mainstream news. The phony Mossad Al-Qaeda cell in Palestine, where they went and grabbed young Palestinians, trained them, recruited them to work for Mossad and Shin Bet to carry out terror as a pretext to expand the police state in Israel. The British government's been caught carrying out their own bombings. Mainstream news, a huge archive on that. Putin's been caught blowing up his own buildings. The sinking of the Maine, 1898, now admitted to be government. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. We have official government documents like Operation Northwoods. You know, not just who has the motive, that being the government, for these bombings, and then all the evidence of Netanyahu being warned and all this, but just prior history, prior MO of who is normally behind terror, either actually doing it, state-sponsored, or paying people to do it. Your comments on that?
Well, I mean, we've entered into a new paradigm, because you've got to understand something. War on terror is big business.
Bush said it'll last 100 years.
Oh, sure. And it's huge money. It's like the war on poverty. We spent $7 trillion on the war on poverty, and there's more poor people today than ever before. War on drugs, it's the same thing. It's a big business.
I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I saw Barron's, the big financial paper.
Yep.
And it was for the 4th of July, and it said, it was on Sunday, and it, big American flag, and it said, Homeland Security to be America's biggest business, how great it is. Get in on the ground floor. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Well, look, yesterday when the bombings were first announced, after it took them three bombs to go off before they realized it was a bombing attack, first of all, they thought it was transformer or power surges, the Dow was down 90 points. The Dow closed up yesterday 36 points, predicated simply on companies that deal in security. I mean, that was what the Dow recovered yesterday. It's big business. I mean, General Reimer's website, which is called the National Counterterrorism Center, which is now the primary center for U.S. government analysis on terrorism, is funded by Homeland Security to the tune of billions of dollars. I mean, it's big business. They have conventions. They have conventions. You can go to fedgov.org. They got conventions.
They just had one in Austin 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, they have 2,000 vendors, for goodness sake.
And when you go to these anti-terror summits, it's cop gear, stun guns, checkpoint material, face scanners, nothing to do with terror in the classical sense. But you read Section 802 of the First Patriot Act, and what does it say, Robbie? It says every American's a terrorist. Every misdemeanor or the suspicion of a misdemeanor, you are stripped of your basic rights. And now they're pushing the expansion of the Patriot Act.
Oh, sure.
They're pushing the expansion of the war. Who does this aid?
They're arresting 13-year-old kids and charging them with terrorism acts.
Homeless people sleeping in a bus station. Pot dealers.
You better get very nervous, Mr. Jones.
Well, you've seen this before. I mean, we were talking during a break. I mean, this is deja vu for you, Robbie. I mean, you grew up in this in Southern Africa.
Yeah, I'm watching it unfold for the second time. I really hope I don't lose a third country. I've lost two already. This is where I draw the line in the sand. Three and I'm out, brother.
Well, explain how that happened. First year in Rhodesia, then South Africa?
Sure. And there's no question. The ultimate demise of Southern Africa was predicated on stupid white people introducing, and by the way, that's what I call the folks at the G8, the collection of stupid white people. But
in the aggregate, the elite knows what they're doing, but they use this, quote, guilt just to get any middle class out of Africa, and now it's robbing and looting.
Oh, sure. And in large part, a lot of what's going on with the aid to Africa is white guilt. It's an inherent problem that white people have to live with.
But really, Robbie, that is used as a pretext to get control. And as you said, they go in and pay off these dictators to simply do what the IMF and World Bank says and keep control of their populations if they don't like having their land taken.
Oh, sure. I mean, every single one of these black despot dictators that were at the G8 that are now going to be standing with their hands out waiting for part and parcel of the $50 billion that's going to come to them, what they're going to do is they're going to put together government agencies like the Government for Reform of Corruption, in order to appease the guys from the World Bank and the IMF. And nothing is going to change in any way, shape, or form.
That'll just give the government a new funded organization to actually persecute people.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, the thing that's funny on General Reimer's website, where he identifies terrorist groups, he identifies the ANC as a terrorist group. But then there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the page. It says, although the ANC was a terrorist group, it is no longer a terrorist group because now they're in charge of the government. So, you know, a decade ago it was a terrorist organization. Now it's a legitimate organization, which, by the way, as I said before, Thabo Mbeki's South African government have introduced new terrorism legislation, which pretty much would get you defined as a terrorist if you sneeze in front of a government official.
Unbelievable, folks. And the borders are wide open. All right, we've actually got a few lines open because people have been holding for 45 minutes and have been dropping off. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Mike in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Robbie, I'm curious, did you ever read Ivor Benson's book, The Zionist Factor?
No, sir.
Okay. You may get a different impression of what happened in your part of the world after you read that. Benson, like you, suffered through the destruction of South Africa.
South Africa did have a large Jewish population.
Yeah.
Huge. Outside of Israel, it had the largest Jewish population in the world.
Right.
By the way, you cannot debate the fact that South Africa is worse off right now, especially for the blacks. I mean, it has the highest murder rate in the world now?
Oh, well, there's no question. The rape statistics are amazing. There's actual genocide going on in South Africa, but nobody wants to talk about it.
But hasn't Oppenheimer's and the Rothschilds, haven't they fared pretty well?
Oh, sure.
Still controlling, you know,
oh, sure.
The beers and
the
gold.
Well, it is true that the Oppenheimers and the World Diamond Monopoly front De Beers did actually help a lot of this and did consolidate and destroy what was a middle class in South Africa. I have seen the documentation on that, Robbie.
Yeah, well, it's a fact of life. I mean, what we are dealing with here is ultimately Cecil John Rhodes's vision. Which was put together under the organization called the Round Table in the late 1800s, and that ventured across the pond in 1913 to the United States.
And then it was known as the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the U.S., the Council on Foreign Relations.
Sure, absolutely. And yeah, I'm sure you saw the Lou Dobbs piece with the two members from the CFR talking about Canada, America, and Mexico.
Well, we had Mr. Priest on when the CFR is openly pushing the end of sovereignty.
Sure. I mean, that's the Rhodes vision.
Well, Rhodes had a vision of the Anglo-Saxon rule over the world, the white man's burden, but Rhodes was also effectively an agent for the Rothschilds, and I think his financial backers had a much different picture of you know, the ideal world that they had in mind, and they let Rhodes run
the ball.
Well,
this is what happened with empires. They learned 150 years ago, take their flag down, empires, take your flag down, you don't get resistance, put a dictator in who you control. Your empire owns and controls more than ever. And it's simple. The Anglo-American establishment took over the world. Then they pulled out, putting in their corporate managers over those client states with puppets in charge. Do you agree, gentlemen?
Sure. No question.
Well,
pretty simple,
you know,
isn't it?
You know, Colonel Don de Grandpre did a pretty good analysis in his book, Barbarians Inside the Gates. And basically he describes the One World movement as having two heads or two wings, the Zionist Bolshevik branch and the Anglo-American branch, or the Fabian branch, if you will. But both trails ultimately lead you back to the Rothschilds and those big private investment bankers.
All right, thank you for the call, Mike. Let's talk to Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I would just like to say that I would. Can you get
a? Sounds like you've got a radio up.
No, I don't.
Okay, your phone was distorting. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Do you got a copy of the radio show you did before 9/11? The day before?
I didn't do a show before 9/11, the day before. I did one on July 25th, the radio and TV show, yes, where I said, call the White House, tell them don't attack the World Trade Center. And there's a clip of that video in my film, The Masters of Terror.
Yeah. And also that during this London, what happened yesterday, it's just a, if people don't wake up and America's going down the toilet.
It is. I appreciate the call. I mean, look, it's bolstering their entire agenda that was stalling. Look at the motive. And then, Robbie, it's very bizarre that, I mean, this was a real Islamicist group, which are very few and far between. And even when they're real, they're normally funded by some intelligence agency, and they're just useful idiots. But very unusual to not have somebody taking credit, Robbie.
Well, sure. And you know, the statement that was issued by that alleged website, was the timing was just too convenient for it. And we haven't heard anything since.
Well, on 9/11, within 20 minutes, they were already showing pictures of bin Laden saying, did he do it? Within about 10 hours, they were saying that we think he did it. The next day, about 15 hours later, they had all the hijackers' names. Turned out those were all fake lists and fake, by the way. Wasn't even true. That was proven to be a fraud. And this time, within an hour, they had Al-Qaeda training tapes on U.S. and British TV charging you with machine guns, Al-Qaeda training tapes. I mean, so everybody's saying Al-Qaeda. This is ridiculous.
It is. I mean, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be actually quite laughable.
Well, but bottom line, Robbie, who do you think's behind this?
Well, there's no question that we have the... Look, it's... The whole fight is always over power or money, so take your choice. And obviously in this instance, it's a power grab. It's to try and save Blair and Bush from the embarrassment of no weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, they're both hanging on by their fingernails.
Sure. So what better distraction than a global war on terrorism?
I agree. Let's talk to Terry in Texas. Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been listening to your program at all. I just finished up reading a little bit of the paper, and it made me, I had a question, a real quick question for you.
Well, that's a nice first announcement that you're not listening.
Well, no. It's just,
no, I mean, go ahead, Terry, make your point. Terry, make
your
point.
I saw your movie in Austin, and in the paper, in July 1st paper, they have a thing, they call it the scream. You know, you had that in your movie about the sound cannons they used in New York in the RNC.
Yeah, the sound cannons.
Well, they call that the... Has anybody called into you about this? They call it the scream they use in Israel to against the Palestinians?
Well, I mean, it's called an LRAD, long-range acoustical device, and it can damage your hearing, and it's a focused sound beam, but I don't... You're talking about the scream, I just don't know.
Didn't they use it at Waco?
Yes, they did. But back then, only the Russians had it, so they had a Russian and Israeli team. This is Time Magazine, Fort Worth Telegram. It was like a special forces barbecue. About eight different countries were there, and the Russians had a white noise machine torturing them and playing the sounds of dead and dying rabbits with Gregorian monks chanting, with the sounds of screams going 24 hours a day. And
they did that to Noriega as well. Remember when they surrounded his camp, Manuel Noriega?
Look at all the psychological warfare machines and everything they're rolling out against us. I mean, it's sick. Terry, anything else?
No, it's just total, utter sickness and evil. And they did say that they have not tested this machine for long periods of time, but induces they say it induces nausea when you listen to this and dizziness.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Here's an email I got. Alex, this morning around 9:15, Tony Snow, Fox News Show, called for the United States and other countries to break down the doors of mosque and arrest the people involved in organized crime. What does that mean? He also said, what is the difference between people involved in organized crime and what is the difference between people involved in, it cut off here, and the freedom of religion and organized crime? What does that mean? What is the difference between organized crime and the freedom of religion? In a rhetorical fashion, Tony further proceeded to say that Al-Qaeda was a group of angry guys in a basement drinking beer. I mean, what does this mean, Robbie?
I don't know. I don't even watch Fox. I gave up on Fox a long, long time ago. But it's just the mindset of these people. You know, they want to put the boogeyman in perspective, and the boogeyman wears a Muslim face.
Look at this email. The world knows that Al-Qaeda is a product of the CIA and that the Bushes and the Bin Ladens have been long-term business partners. Bob, London, England.
Yeah, they're just lucky that Muslims aren't black. Some are, but most of them are not. If they were black, they'd have a serious problem.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, with the final segment. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to take a call from London and a few others if we have time. Last little 5 minutes here. But this is Tony Blair, February 23rd of this year.
Were there to be a serious terrorist act in this country, and afterwards it was thought that we had not taken the measures necessary, believe me, no one would be talking about civil liberties. they would be talking about why we had not done more to protect the security of this country. Not quite a Tony Blair accent, but close enough. I mean, talk about in your face. Here's one from Switzerland, and I did find the news article on this. On the Swiss news, due to the London attacks, now they will change the law that forbids the military to do police work, assisting police. Two, all convicted criminals must now leave DNA for DNA register. So everywhere it's being used for a police state. Let's go to Cameron in London. You're on with Alex Jones and Robbie Noel. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hello, Alex. My point is that Bush and Blair didn't lie about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, because that is a totally false debate. Iraq had the main point nobody seems to keep making is that Iraq had every right to possess weapons of mass destruction, and this surrender that was put upon them by Norman Schwarzkopf was totally illegal and without any worth. They had every
Well, you're right in saying that either you accept the UN in running your country or the globalists invade you, so that's really a false choice right there. But they did lie about the WMDs. Robbie, comment.
I mean that's one of the things that Saddam Hussein had a problem with, and that was the UN mandating what he could and could not do in order to defend himself.
Cameron in London, what are Londoners saying? We had about 10 calls from London yesterday, and they were all saying that half the folks they talked to thought it was a government op. What are you hearing?
The problem is people are very, just as in America, people are very gullible. I'm sure this ID card will get support and it will be railroaded through the government, because we have to remember that Blair still has a 67 majority and they're brain dead. And
they're trying to pass the ID card, which they're saying would stop terrorists, and now he's going, see, it will stop terrorists.
Yeah, and the point keeps being made on the radio here and on the TV that Iraq had links to terrorism when everybody knows it full well didn't.
Yeah, they're back saying that now, acting like Saddam somehow did this. It's unbelievable. Or maybe Iran did. Thanks for the call. One last caller. Who's up next in line here? Brooke in Rhode Island, last caller. Sorry to others. Brooke, go ahead.
It's all right, Alex. Hey, I tried to call in desperately when you were on George Norrie a couple of weeks ago, and the gentleman that was on the show was hitting on you constantly, and I thought you behaved like an absolute gentleman in lieu of the fact. I had a comment to make about this whole thing in Britain. It's interesting that George Bush fell off his bike, and not only that, but ran into a police officer and hospitalized him and fell off his bike the third time in 2 years. And then the next day we had this bomb blast in London to diffuse all the attention from George Bush's ability as far as being fit for office mentally and physically. And I also thought it was interesting that George Bush was meeting with the royals of Denmark and England the day before his bicycle accident. I don't trust any of this. I think it's all extremely suspicious.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on your local AM or FM station, or on Global Shortwave at night at 3210, during the day at 9.985, and, of course, on the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We appreciate Robbie Noel coming on. Robbie, final comments?
I guarantee you will not hear Bush say the reason we are fighting them over there is that we don't have to fight them over here anymore. Thanks, Alex.
Unbelievable. All right. Thank you for coming on. Again, I really appreciate all the fine listeners. Everybody out there around the world listening, be sure and continue to listen to the GCN Radio Network throughout the day and throughout the weekend for continual coverage. And coming back on Monday, I'll be here in the cockpit, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and expose the government terrorists. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.